Nedarim Perches Mishnah Vav. This is a continuation from the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Amar Kainim Basar Sheini Toim Achi Atzom. Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person makes a kainim on meat that he's not eating until Yom Kippur, Eino Asar Ad Lele Atzom. He's only Asar until the night of Yom Kippur, meaning he's not including right before Yom Kippur, where there's a mitzvah to be mar by the Suda that he would eat by the Suda Samaf Sekes. Because there is a mitzvah to eat by that Suda Samaf Sekes. Really, there's a mitzvah to eat that whole day. But he's still for sure not asering himself for that Suda Samafsekis. So Neskavenze, Ella Ad Shosh Adarch Bnei Adam Lechol Basar. Because he's obviously only asering himself until the time that people would eat meat. Meaning he wants to make sure he can eat meat with everybody else, and he's only going to aser himself up until that time. But he will be able to eat at that time. Because that's a mitzvah. So in other words, sometimes it's understood when a person says something, according to Yehuda, what he means. It's inherent by the specific time periods that we know that he's obviously not referring to that. Rabbi Yossi Beno Omer, Koinim Shum She'enu Toyim Ad Shetei Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Yehuda, said that if a person makes a koinim on garlic that he's not going to eat until Shabbos. Now, garlic is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a takanas ezer, like we said, that garlic should be eaten Friday night because it's mar bezera. And if he makes a koinim on shum, Einu Asar Ela Ad Lele Shabbos. He's only asering himself up until, but not including Friday night. He's only asering himself up until the time where people would eat garlic, but not including that time. The Rav says over here that the halach is not like Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's also not like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rav learns, like we've said, that the previous Mishnah is being chalik on this, and the previous Mishnah holds that any time that when you have a zman that's kavua, and you say the words Achiyehe, it's Asr Achiyetze. It's Asr up into and also including. So in all these cases, it would be Asr during the time period where it's a mitzvah, like the previous Mishnah, or even if it's like a minog or a takana, like this Mishnah, it would still be Asr.